Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for March 19th. Today's word is hachure, spelled H-A-C-H-U-R-E. Hachure is a verb that means to denote surfaces in relief, as on a map, by shading with short lines drawn in the direction of slope. Here's the word in a sentence from National Geographic by Greg Miller. Typographic surveys were done for the first time with compasses, and map makers developed new methods for depicting terrain. One method, called hachuring, used lines to indicate the direction and steepness of a slope. Hachuring is an old map drawing technique that was largely replaced in later years by the use of contour lines, or lines that connect points of similar elevation. The word hachure, which can also be a noun referring to one of the short lines used in hachuring, comes from the French hacher, meaning to chop up or to hash. This French word is also the source of the verbs hash, which can mean to chop food such as meat and potatoes into small pieces, among other meanings, and hatch, H-A-T-C-H, meaning to inlay with narrow bands of distinguishable material, and to mark something such as a drawing or engraving with fine, closely spaced lines. With your word of the day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.